Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. The power goes out and you groan. The coffee machine won't finish. The TV goes off. Computer goes down. Where's the flashlight? Oops, where are the batteries? That's the extent of it in normal life, but what about where's the respirator? Where's the IV pump? Can I see to replace this heart monitor? Somebody hold the flashlight while I carry this premature infant down six flights of stairs to a waiting ambulance. Oops, you mean there are 20 preemies who need to be moved? Now? That was the situation as the backup generator at Langone NYU Medical Center unexpectedly failed last night, and hundreds of critical patients needed to be moved fast. The transfers were among the most dramatic moments as the Superstorm Sandy's full wrath was unleashed on New York City. Those patients radiated out through the city where other hospitals opened their doors to take incoming, who were told in some cases minutes ahead of time they needed to care for new patients. Brian Doherty, one of the chief residents of medicine at St. Luke's and Roosevelt Hospitals, is on the line with us. He started to receive patients last night. They haven't stopped. Dr. Doherty, what are you seeing?
So the ED is really starting to pick up now, mostly from emergency vehicles. We had a lot of transport vehicles come in over from NYU over the night. That was the majority of the patients this morning. But now we're seeing kind of more the regular kind of weekday admissions that we expect to see, mostly from with EMS trucks. But, you know, several patients walking in are being brought in by family members.
Who can be moved and who can't be moved in a situation where you're evacuating a hospital because of something like a power failure?
The reality of it was that everybody had to be moved, and it's the acuity of the patient decides, you know, how far you can transport them and what level of care they're going to need in the accepting facility and what kind of time frame you're going to have to do it in again. So mostly it's I think a lot of the more acute patients, they had an agreement with Sinai that they'd transfer a lot of their intensive care unit patients there. And the neonatal ICU patients, I think, all went there. And then we started to see, you know, there was still obviously a number of patients coming over, and we were just expecting to see up to maybe 70 patients we were told to prepare for coming across. And we're seeing kind of, you know, maybe a less acute population, you know, patients who had time to wait for transfer, because we didn't start seeing patients until about 5 a.m. this morning, even though we knew that the transfer orders had been put in from about 10 p.m. last night.
We're talking to Brian Doherty, one of the chief residents of medicine at St. Luke's and Roosevelt Hospital here in New York, who received patients from NYU Medical Center after the power went down over there. What is the stress that you're working under here? And I suspect you're dealing with the hurricane and the storm aftermath just like everyone else in New York.
I think it's we've been lucky in some regards. First and foremost, I guess it's the staff and the environment that we work in. You know, everybody's dedication and this kind of sense of unity that tends to come through at difficult times like this has really made the job a whole lot easier. I know a lot of the nursing staff live outside of Manhattan and stayed overnight, you know, Sunday night to make sure they could care for their patients, stayed overnight Monday night now to care for their patients. And a lot of them are intending to stay, you know, even through tonight, just to make sure that the patients get the level of care that we need. It's certainly a, you know, a challenging environment, but we're just doing the best we can in difficult circumstances. In terms of our own infrastructure, I think we've been pretty lucky on the west side that we haven't been affected by flooding at either side, either at Roosevelt or at St. Luke's. We've had problems with our IT systems. Our internet has been down. Our intranet has been down. Our computer ordering system is still functioning. It's been a little bit on the slow side, but we've been able to get those patients admitted and get their orders in and get their medications in and lab results up from the laboratory as quickly as we can. But we've been pretty lucky when you look at, you know, what's afflicted NYU across town. I think we've been able to keep a pretty good level of function in the circumstances.
Doctor, any planning for the next several days? The mayor says power won't be restored for days. That could mean an influx of a different kind of population of patients. Any thought of what's coming?
It remains to be seen. What we were expecting and what we were planning for in the preceding days was an influx of nursing home patients, which never came. You know, there had been discussions about whether or not NYU was going to need to close, given that it was in Zone A. And they obviously came, you know, in terms of functioning at this stage with the infrastructure that we have, is that we've effectively been working at a limited staff now for Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday into Wednesday. We're in the state of flux in terms of we're not really sure when NYU is going to reopen, if we can make more, you know, concrete plans about those patients either planning to transfer them back or keep them and admit them and discharge them from our facilities, if that's the plan. But we, you know, we're still kind of waiting, to keeping our fingers crossed, to see what happens on the NYU side in terms of, you know, ultimate disposition for the patients that came across.
Well, Doctor, a hearty carry on from us here at The Takeaway. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks very much, guys. Take care.
Brian Dougherty, one of the chief residents of medicine at St. Luke's and Roosevelt Hospitals. And now the story of a little boy's journey and a mom's harrowing ordeal last night. Heidi Beauchesne's son, Leaf, was one of those premature babies that had to be moved from NYU's Langone Medical Center, ICU, last night when the backup generators failed. So, Heidi, I guess we would say your son, Leaf, has had an unscheduled adventure pretty early on in his life, eh?
He had a big adventure last night.
How much do you know of what happened?
We were kept very well informed. The hospital called us very quickly after news broke and told us where he was being transferred. They were so great. So we were just about to have a panic attack, but it was cut short, thankfully.
So, Heidi, I'm trying to imagine, as a parent, getting a call from someone in the middle of a hurricane saying the power's gone out at the hospital, your premature infant is going to be moved to another facility. We'll call you back when he's moved. I can't imagine even getting that call.
Yeah, it was pretty scary, but we knew that they were doing everything they could there. They were in an impossible situation where the generators just failed, so, I mean, there wasn't really much they could do, but we were just really lucky because he's off the ventilators as of several days ago, so he was in a better shape to take the trip than a lot of the babies there, so we were just really thankful for that and so grateful to the nurses and the doctors who took such good care of him.
What were you most worried about? It sounds like he was getting more independent, and he was in a pretty good situation, but when your fingers were crossed, what were you most concerned about?
I was really worried about the flooding and that they wouldn't actually be able to get him out of there, but I guess they were prepared with an evacuation plan already. And, you know, it was a little scary to think about him in the ambulance, but once we heard there was a doctor assigned to him and a nurse assigned to him, too, we felt a lot better that, you know, he's being watched after the whole time. So we're just on our way to see him now and just heard that from Lennox Hill that he's there and he's doing well. So we're just really, really grateful.
Well, that is so great to hear. Maybe he'll turn out to be a world traveler.
I think so. I was joking with my sister when we named him Leaf. We're like, oh, he's going to be a little explorer. So he's already getting to see the city like a week later.
All right, Heidi, you take care. And it'll be a joyful reunion for you and your son. And hopefully he'll get out of the hospital altogether.
Yeah, we're hoping this week. And we're really excited to see him. So thank you so much.